Ramayan Ayodhya Kanda Part 3. And while King Dasharath was arguing with Kaikeyi, Vasistha Muni completed the preparations for the coronation ceremony. The Lord of the Stars, the moon planet, had entered the mansion of Pushya, and so the sacred hour of installation had arrived. As Vasistha Muni made his way through the streets to the king's palace, he saw that flags, festoons, and garlands were decorating all the houses, and likewise the streets, which had been sprinkled with scented water, were filled with throngs of people anxiously awaiting the appearance of Lord Ram. Passing through the joyous crowds, Vasistha Muni, followed by other great sages, entered the palace grounds that were beautifully decorated with gardens and reservoirs of water, replete with lotus flowers, swans, and shade-giving flower trees. As Vasistha Muni was about to enter the palace, he saw Sumantra, King Dasharath's chief minister, who had also just returned. "Please tell His Majesty that I have returned. I have brought golden water pots filled with water from the sacred rivers, and a special seat of sacred wood has been made for Ram's use during the sacrifice. And I have also brought various seeds, aromatic perfumes, and precious jewels for the coronation. I have collected honey, curd, roots, ghee, milk, spices, flowers, parched paddy grains, and blades of sacred grass, all to be used in the sacrifice. And I have also brought 8 virgin girls, and many excellent elephants, a splendid chariot drawn by 4 horses, a special sword, a bow, a palanquin with bearers, an umbrella resembling the moon, a pair of chamara fans, a sacred bull, and a throne decorated with carved lions. Everything necessary for the sacrifice has been collected. Therefore, please ask the king to bring Ram so that the ceremony may begin as soon as the moon has fully entered the constellation Pushya." Upon entering the king's chambers, Sumantra soon reached the room where Dasharath and Kaikeyi were sitting. Not knowing what had taken place between the king and his wife, Sumantra was joyful. He was therefore quite surprised when the king, whose happiness had now forever terminated, cried out, "Oh, Sumantra, you are cutting my heart to pieces." And then Dasharath fell to the floor, unconscious. Kaikeyi then spoke to Sumantra. "The king has not slept all night because of his joy over Ram's installation." The king then regained consciousness and ordered Sumantra to summon Ram. At Ram's palace, Sumantra was quickly ushered into the presence of Sita and Ram. The Lord was garlanded with white lotus flowers and golden necklaces covering his transcendental body. Being attended to by servants who were fanning him with chamara and offering him various gifts with great devotion, Ram appeared just like the Supreme Lord Vishnu, who in fact he actually was. Hearing the king's summons, Ram remarked to Sita, "My father must be calling me for some auspicious purpose concerning the installation ceremony." As Ram departed, Lakshman was standing at the gate, waiting for Ram with folded hands. Ram took his brother with him and then mounted his chariot, traveling through the streets of Ayodhya. Along the way, citizens cheered, praising Ram to the accompaniment of musicians. Wherever he went, The people could not take their eyes away from Ram. Indeed, the natural characteristic of Lord Ram is that whoever looks upon him cannot bear to look away. Reaching the inner gates of his father's palace, Ram descended from his chariot and dismissed the citizens who had accompanied him. As Ram entered his father's room, he saw Dasharath seated on a couch with Kaikeyi. But the king's face was a withered mask of dejection and anxiety. As Ram approached, the king could only mutter,
"Ram, Ram, Ram,"
as his eyes filled with tears, unable to look directly at his son. Seeing his father's distressed state, Ram's heart became filled with grief and apprehension. He wondered, "What has happened to make my father so dispirited? And why is he not happy to see me? Oh, my dear mother Kaikeyi, what is the cause of my father's distress? Have I done something to offend him?" The king is neither angry nor offended. However, he does have something to tell you, but he fears that by doing so, he will hurt you. Therefore, let me explain. Formerly, your father offered me two boons after I had saved him in a most precarious situation on the battlefield. However, due to unmanly weakness, your father now hesitates to fulfill that promise. Therefore, Ram, you should protect your father's virtue by convincing him not to fall prey to dishonesty. And if you can promise me that you are fully prepared to carry out the king's order, then I shall disclose to you the nature of the two boons I now desire. Ram felt deeply hurt by the words of Kaikeyi.
"My dear mother, I am surprised that there is any doubt in your mind that I would unflinchingly carry out my father's wishes, even if it meant entering into fire. So please tell me, what does my father want? And do not doubt that I will act accordingly. That is my solemn promise."
After gaining Ram's assurance, the cruel Kaikeyi then spoke. "A long time ago, when your father was severely wounded in fighting the demon Shambhara, at the behest of the demigods, I carefully nursed him back to life. And feeling a deep sense of gratitude, the king begged me to accept two boons. But I said that I would accept them later in a time of need. So now, I wish to utilize those boons. First, I have requested your father to install your brother Bharata as the heir apparent to the throne. Secondly, I have asked the king to banish you to the forest for 14 years, where you will live as an ascetic with matted hair and dressed with tree bark and deer skin. So it is your duty to ensure that your father does not go back on his word and thus tread the path of unrighteousness." Upon hearing her words, Ram did not become even slightly distressed nor agitated. And without any indication of displeasure, Ram cheerfully replied,
"Oh, my dear mother, I shall immediately retire to the forest, just as you desire. Let messengers be sent at once to summon Bharata. I have no regrets. My only wish is that you and my father may always look upon me favorably. Oh, my dear mother, please do not harbor any ill feelings towards me."
At this, Kaikeyi exclaimed with delight,
"So it is settled. Send messengers to my brother's house so that my son may come here at once. As for you, Ram, I urge you to depart for the forest without delay. Do not worry about your father. For the moment he is bewildered, but after your departure, he will come around. My dear mother, it grieves me that my father has not ordered me himself, but I am ready to depart for the forest upon your command alone. Hearing this conversation, Maharaj Dasarath could only mutter, "Oh, how painful! How terrible!" When Kaikeyi finished speaking, the king once again fainted onto the floor. Then, as Ram gently lifted up his father, he told Kaikeyi, "I do not want to live in this world as a slave to greed and passion. Like the rishis, I am devoted to righteousness. So I would never give up the path of virtue for the sake of ruling a mere kingdom. Oh, dear mother, there was no need in bothering my father. If you would simply have asked me directly, I would have unhesitatingly given you the kingdom and retired to the forest." Ram then bowed to his father and Kaikeyi and departed to tell Kaushalya the news. Lakshman, who had heard everything at the door, followed his elder brother, and it was only with great effort that Lakshmana managed to control his rage. As the two brothers left the palace, a pitiful wailing was heard from all who had found out about Ram's impending exile. When Maharaj Dasharath heard those cries of lamentation, he hid himself under his bedsheets out of shame. When Ram entered Kaushalya's apartment, he was joyfully greeted and ushered into his mother's room. And when he came in, Kaushalya immediately embraced Ram. "Oh, my son, I am so happy today, for you will be installed as successor to the throne." With great gentleness and humility, Ram replied, "My dear mother, please do not allow yourself to be overcome by grief at what I must tell you now. Because of two benedictions that my father previously promised Kaikeyi, Bharata will now be installed as the heir apparent to the throne, and this very day I shall leave Ayodhya to dwell in the forest for 14 years. Upon hearing this, Kaushalya immediately fainted to the floor. Then, after Ram tenderly lifted Kaushalya to her feet, she bitterly lamented, "What greater misery could befall me than this? It would be better for me to have remained childless. Why has death not come to me instantly upon hearing this calamity? My younger co-wives will surely despise me now. By hearing their taunts, my life will be made doubly miserable." Until now, Lakshman had controlled his rage. However, no longer able to remain silent, Lakshman suddenly burst out, "Oh, Ram, our father has become senile and perverse, being overpowered by lust. He has become a mere plaything in the hands of that wicked Kaikeyi. Why should we passively stand by and accept this? A father, king, or spiritual master who cannot distinguish between what should and should not be done must be rejected. Oh, Ram, you should take over the government immediately, before everyone hears of the king's decision to install Bharat. Besides, even if all the ministers and citizens have found out, if they are against your installation, I am prepared to annihilate the whole city of Ayodhya if necessary. My dear mother Kaushalya, you should know that I at least am loyal to Ram. Indeed, I am ready to kill that foolish Dasharath if it is necessary, in order to install Ram upon the throne. Kaushalya, however, did not care for the kingdom. She only feared separation from her beloved son. Oh, my dear Ram, please do not go into exile. It will be more virtuous for you to stay here and please your poor mother than go to the forest upon the command of your father. But Ram, if you leave Ayodhya, then I shall fast until death, for my life will become unbearable. Oh, mother, it is not possible for me to disobey my father. Therefore, you must give me permission so that I may depart for the forest at once. After all, the order of one's father can never be avoided. Why, just consider how Parashuram beheaded his own mother, Renuka, on the order of his father, Jamadagni. And likewise, the sage Kandu killed a cow at his father's command. So therefore, I too must obey my father. And Lakshman, my dear brother, do not allow yourself to come under the sway of all-devouring wrath. Give up this idea of seizing the throne by force, and instead accept the order of our father. And my dear mother, please do not torture yourself, neither talk of ending your life. After the term of my exile is over, I shall return to you. So therefore, please give me your blessing, so that I may depart without unnecessary remorse. However, Kaushalya could only cry out in desperation. Then Ram became stern as he spoke to Lakshman. The both of you are causing me more grief by opposing my desire to honor my father's command. But I will not be swayed from my duty. My dear brother Lakshman, as soon as Bharat is installed, all of this will be forgotten. Then you will be able to easily give up your grief. Do not blame Kaikeyi, for she is only an instrument in the hands of Providence, who is the real shaper of all of our destinies. But Lakshman refused to be pacified. He angrily retorted, "Oh, Ram, it appears that you have become impotent, for you have given up your Kshatriya reliance on personal prowess and are just surrendering to destiny. But I am not such a eunuch, and I shall subdue fate by my own power. I will install you on the royal throne this very day." And upon hearing this, Kaushalya could understand that nothing could deter Ram. She then pleaded, "Oh, my son, if you are determined to execute your father's command, then please allow me to accompany you to the forest." "Dear mother, after being deceived by Kaikeyi and then deserted by you, father will certainly give up his life. After all, the foremost duty of a chaste and virtuous wife is to never leave her husband under any circumstance. The husband is the wife's lord for as long as she lives. Regardless of how noble or religious a woman may be, she commits sin if she fails to serve her husband. A wife's duty is to please and obey her husband and no one else. This is the verdict of all the scriptures. Please remain with father and wait for me, for I shall return after 14 years without fail." Kaushalya then gave up all hope of accompanying Ram and finally agreed to give Ram her blessings. After giving him permission to depart for the forest, Kaushalya induced the brahmanas to perform sacrifices for her son's well-being. Kaushalya declared, "May you soon return so that my happiness will be restored. May righteousness be your protector. May the devatas protect you, and may the celestial weapons defend you. May heaven and earth, the air, the wind, the land and water, and all animate and inanimate beings protect you, my dear son. May day and night, sun and moon protect you as well. O Ram, may you be happy, for my blessing shall go with you."